The debate over changing Social Security in this country has caused many people to look for examples of what happened overseas. Private retirement accounts made their debut in Chile nearly a quarter century ago. Some Chilean workers who are reaching retirement age say these accounts are not providing enough income to live on. But Chile's privatization is generally hailed as a success, and other Latin American countries have tried to follow its footsteps. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, Latin America's mixed results may hold some lessons for the U.S.
In Chile and the rest of Latin America, something really needed to be done about Social Security. Government pension systems were jury-rigged. Benefits were lavish for some, skimpy for others, and most people weren't covered at all. Jose Piñera, who oversaw Chile's reform, told PBS's Journal editorial report there was another fundamental problem as well.
People didn't have ownership of their money. Benefits at retirement depended on politics, on whether the budget was in surplus or deficit, whether there was a crisis. How can you have a system of social security when really you are not secure about whether your benefit will be there?
Chile opted to scrap its old system with the help of free market economists from the University of Chicago. Michael Tanner, director of the Cato Institute Project on Social Security Choice, says Chile got it right.
They went to a full privatization in Chile. Workers were allowed to take nearly their entire payroll tax and divert that to an individual account, which was invested in a limited number of funds that were broadly diversified. There were limits on the proportion of stocks and bonds in the different funds.
Chile outdid expectations. Returns to investors topped 12% on average every year between 1981 and 1995. Chile's special circumstances had a lot to do with this. Government bonds paid sky-high interest rates because Chile was considered a risky developing country. Stocks rallied in part because Chile was privatizing its economy. The proceeds from selling off state-owned businesses helped fund the switch to private accounts, and the money in the accounts helped Chile's economy take off. Again, former Labor Minister Jose Piñera.
This has increased the capital market. This has helped Chile to double its rate of growth.
Other Latin American countries, including Argentina, Peru, Uruguay, Bolivia, El Salvador, and Mexico, have tried to copy Chile. But it hasn't been easy. Economist Indermitt Gill is the author of the World Bank's most comprehensive study of pension systems in Latin America.
Those countries that succeeded in reforming Social Security were the ones that managed to run fiscal surpluses and managed to grow. Unfortunately, there weren't that many of such countries.
Fiscal surpluses are key because you have to keep paying benefits to current retirees while letting workers keep much of their Social Security taxes for themselves. Chile's military dictator, Augusto Pinochet, could run up big surpluses by slashing government spending. Other governments had less leeway.
If Chile is an example of how things can go right, Argentina is an example of how things can go wrong.
Economists, including Gill, believe Argentina's transition costs contributed to its financial meltdown in 2001. When Argentina defaulted on its debts, most of its private pension funds were in government bonds, so pensioners lost out too. Michael Tanner of the Cato Institute says Argentina's case is only the most extreme.
In many of the cases, the debt that these countries were running up combined between the transition and other government spending and other debt was a problem. A clear lesson is that you shouldn't fund your transition entirely through debt, that you need to get control of the overall cost of your Social Security system, not merely try to move to a system of individual accounts.
Economists say it's also important to tame administrative costs. In some Latin American countries, these have consumed up to a quarter of workers' contributions. Fees are often steepest for low-income workers, and many have decided not to contribute at all. Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Even in the best case, for example, Chile, you still have just over 50% of the country is taking part in the system. And in some of the countries, Bolivia, Peru, it's around 20%. So most of the people still opt not to take part in the system.
And even some who do take part hedge their bets. In Chile, once you pay into the system for 20 years, you can stop contributing and turn your account over to the government in return for a guaranteed minimum pension linked to the minimum wage.
Somewhere around 40% of the workers in the system actually target this minimum benefit. So in effect, within this system of private accounts, workers in Chile, or at least a very high percentage of them, are in effect opting for a traditional defined benefit system like what you'd have in the United States.
In Dermot Gill says the World Bank has drawn a lesson from this.
It's clear that what people want from their government is some insurance against old age poverty. And it's not clear which other entity can provide this sort of insurance better than governments can.
Gill says the most important lesson from Latin America is this.
A government that lives within its means ends up being able to provide a far safer environment for personal savings and being able to provide this minimal insurance against old age poverty.
And regardless of where they stand on private accounts, most economists agree. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.